This is Jimmy Fallon during his opening monologue on The Tonight Show in March.
And I just love that. I saw this on YouTube today. It's a commercial from a woman from Iowa named Joni Ernst.
An unknown state senator running for the U.S. Senate.
Today she released a campaign ad. Take a look at this.
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm.
Stop.
Fallon uses the ad as fuel for his jokes. But did you notice where Fallon said he saw the ad? YouTube, not on television. According to a 2012 Pew Research Center survey, 55% of all registered voters have gone online for political ads and information. In fact, the percentage of voters who check the web regularly for campaign news has quadrupled since 2000, rising from 9% to 36%. Although cable and local TV still dominate, the internet now ranks third, replacing even national network television.
So it's a pretty easy and cost-effective way to reach out to specific demographics and get attention.
That's Samantha Lachman.
I'm an elections fellow with the Huffington Post politics section.
As a political reporter, she'll be working late tonight in the Huffington Post Washington, D.C. bureau. She's predicting an Ernst win in a landslide. Since web ads are cheaper than TV ads, Lachman says more candidates with less money can afford to get their messages on YouTube and target specific demographics. For example, Montana State Senator Matt Rosendale earned national attention when he released an ad showing him cocking a rifle and shooting a government drone out of the sky.
Like, I'm sure with this Rosendale ad, they, you know, were targeting people who are watching YouTube only in Montana, and there's only so many of those.
Lachman wants to curate all of the candidates' messages for her readers, not just the sensational ones. But with a digital-first outlet like the Huffington Post, she thinks maybe these ads get more attention than they might have 10 years ago.
Definitely seems to be a good convergence between the ability to use social media to reach out to voters and also, you know, our desire on our end to be able to fill the page, have enough content to constantly feed that machine.
And Lachman's prediction came true. This Wednesday morning, Ernst has gone from a punchline to a Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate. I'm Christopher Allen for the Hearst Foundation in Washington, D.C.